Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. As the war rages on in the Ukraine, Oleksandr Golobrochko watches in horror. He is an artist living in Peterborough. His daughter, her husband, and their three children are in the Ukraine right now trying to stay safe. Oleksandr's brother, friends, and relatives are also trying to do the same. On today's show, Oleksandr will share his story. As a refugee coming to Canada from Crimea in 2014, he knows firsthand what it's like to experience Russian tanks and soldiers invading a country. He will give his own deeply personal and heartfelt perspective on what is taking place in the Ukraine. You will want to hear this. I am so pleased to have with me today Oleksandr Golobrochko, an artist living in Peterborough of Ukrainian descent. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you. Hello. Hi for everybody.
What is your assessment of the situation in Ukraine as someone who lived there most of your life?
It's very hard to explain by words. It's terrible situation. It's war. And very, very difficult time for Ukraine and I think for all people around the world too.
How closely are you following the situation there? Are you watching a lot of TV? Are you talking to anyone? How are you staying informed about what's going on?
I'm watching Ukrainian news by Ukrainian TV. It's possible by YouTube, for example, and other media. So, and now all Ukrainians, journalists, I mean TV channels, they gather together and they are doing non-stopping news 24 hours. And this news just about situation around Ukraine. First of all, it is war, of course.
How much time do you spend following what's going on? How many hours a day do you watch things?
I don't know. Maybe I would like to say 20, 18 hours. And it is very sensitive for me too, because my daughter family is still in Ukraine, and that's why I'm watching news all time.
Is it just your daughter's family that you're watching, or are there other relatives that you have that are still in the Ukraine?
It's first of all, it is my home country, my relatives, my daughter, my brother, my friends. It's, I don't know, part of my heart is in Ukraine, and that's why I'm here in my soul. I'm there in Ukraine in my soul.
What part of Ukraine did you live in?
I was born in the middle part of Ukraine. It's Dnieper region for now, and last 18 year I was living in Crimea. It's south part of Ukraine. And in 2014, Crimea was occupied by Russia, and I saw my own eyes the same soldiers that now are in Kharkov, in Kiev, on the south of Ukraine again. I saw that. it's like second part for me with war.
I was going to say it must just bring back such incredible memories, having gone through the Crimean invasion, then to turn around and to watch what's happening now. Can you help us understand what it's like, or can you describe what it's like to experience having this kind of an invasion take place?
In 2014, when Russia occupied Crimea, it was peaceful enough. It was very difficult time for Ukraine. Just government changed. Everybody has to remember Maidan in 2014. And at that time, Russia occupied Crimea. The Ukrainian government was unable to do something at that time, and that's why it was without war. But it was so scary to see Russian soldiers on the street, Russian tanks on the street, blocked Ukrainian militaries, blocked Ukrainian police and government buildings. Same time, lots of Crimea's population, they were happy with Russia. It was peaceful enough. Maybe that's why Putin repeated same stuff with whole Ukraine, but it's different. And 8 years of war on the east side of Ukraine, they changed Ukraine a lot. And now we have what we have.
For people who may not follow Ukrainian politics very closely, can you, in as simple a way as possible, explain the relationship between Russia and the Ukraine?
It's very difficult to explain for Canadians. Maybe it will be just a little bit easier to understand for you. Can you imagine one time United States politicians, they tell Niagara region, it's historical U.S. region, lots of Niagara region population believes that U.S. is a better country than Canada, and after that one day on Niagara region streets, cities appear U.S. soldiers, U.S. tanks, and after that, U.S. told to all world that we get one state more, and the state has name Niagara Region State of United States. It's terrible. It's horror. It's unbelievable. And I just to explain for this terrible example what's going on between Ukraine and Russia. Russia did same stuff with Crimea region, with east part of Ukraine, and now Russia started to get all Ukraine. Why I did this like example? Because Ukraine and Russia, they are very close, but now I can tell they were very close in past time. One culture, Ukrainian and Russian language, they are very close. We have one economical space, one culture space. We are like brothers. And we were family connections, everything. It was in general, we were in Soviet Union like one country. We didn't lose this connection. And can you imagine when huge Russia started do something to make Ukraine like a Russian province? So we have that we have.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you have family, friends, and your daughter still in the Ukraine. Are you able to contact them?
Yeah. All media like WhatsApp, and others since like everything is working, so we are in connection. And my daughter's family is in safety place now. They moved from Kiev to west part of Ukraine, and they are in safety place, but nobody knows what will happen 1 hour after. And my daughter family, it's just, she has 3 children, and it's 7, 13, and 14 years, and we would like to get them out of Ukraine, but now it's a big problem because all border crossing points, they are thousand people staying in the line to Poland side, to Romania side, and it is not so easy. You have to be in the car 3 days with 3 children. So now they're in safety place, and they're just waiting how situation.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
My time is Canada. I moved to Canada from occupied Crimea 2014. And first of all, I was studying English, of course, because of my all my life in college and university, I was studying German language. So, and after that, I tried to do some paintings, do some art, but it was most like my hobby. And to pay my bills, I have to work like a truck driver. So, good career.
Why did you pick Peterborough to live in?
It was, again, at that time, my son was a Trent University student. And we just moved when we moved from Ukraine. We moved to Peterborough, like, to be with our son.
There were gatherings in Toronto and other places to show solidarity with Ukraine. I understand there will be an event this weekend in Peterborough. Will you be attending, or have you attended any of those events?
Not yet. I would like to, but I was not there, but I watching news, and I support. I'm in connection with my friends in Toronto, so, but not yet.
What do you think so far of the efforts of the president and the military?
It's very difficult. I'm not a politician. I'm here in Canada. So just my opinion is it's very difficult to get some. First of all, you have to understand how big is Russia and how big is the Russian army and how small is Ukraine and how small is Ukrainian army. So it's again like example Canada and the US. How big is the US army and how small is Canada army. So I just hope that all the world, United States, Europe Union, Britain and other countries, they are going to help to support Ukraine with military equipment, with sanction, and with all the stuffs, and maybe all together, I mean all world and Ukrainian militaries, Ukrainian president, they can just stop Putin or do something like that.
Do you feel the Canadian government has done enough?
No, it's again, it's very difficult to tell something. I just very appreciate the Canadian government. They did and they do a lot. They have done a lot for Ukraine, for Ukrainian army, especially last couple, 3 days. And now Ukraine has military support, military equipment from Canada, it's just financial support, lots of stuff. So I am very appreciate, and I am very appreciate to Canadians for helping for Ukraine. But enough or not enough, I cannot tell you. It's very difficult.
How do you think the current situation might be resolved?
It's very difficult to tell. Again, it's. I think we have two parts: military part and like political part. In political part of this question, of course, Ukraine going to win because all world support Ukraine, support Ukrainian president. It was lots of jokes that he is comedian, he is not professional politician, he is like nothing, he is very weak. But last week, last few days, they show that this guy, President Zelensky, is very strong. Ukraine fights with the second army in the world, and the army, Ukrainian army, is still alive. They are fighting. They defend Ukrainian cities, and president and army and Ukrainian government, they do very great job. Very great job. Again, Russia is second army in the world. Has second army in the world. It just. So what will happen? I don't know. I'm hoping for better. But I cannot speak because it's very difficult.
So what's next for you? Can you give us some ideas of what you expect for yourself and your family?
For myself, I am here, and that's it. I'm in safety place, I am good, unless millions of Ukrainians. So, myself, it's nothing. I would like to get my daughter's family in safety place, of course. It's women, children. They have to be out of war. And I would like to tell you that we have deal now, all world has a deal with a person with mental problem. I mean, Mr. Putin. I do believe that each politician, if he is real politician, first of all has take off personality and do stuff for country, for people. But Mr. Putin do absolutely different. It was understandable that if he starts war, he will get tons of sanctions. It will be economic of Russia will be destroyed. All connection with world will be destroyed. It will be very terrible time for all population of Russia. But Putin did that. Is he politician? No. He is really person with mental issue. So, and because that, all world Canadians, they have to understand that now we are very close to Third World War. War is on our porch. It's very easy to understand if you just see what's going on. Now Ukraine and Russia, they have a war. Real war with tank, with rockets, with killed people, with killed children, with thousands and thousands killed soldiers for now, and other stuff. But all world, United States, Canada, the Europe Union, they are on the Ukrainian side. They started economical war with Russia. And now we have two sides, Ukraine and all world, and Russia. And both sides, they have nuclear weapon. And we have to understand that Putin is really a person with mental issues. And how, what we can get, it's a huge question, but everybody has to understand what's going on around Ukraine and absolutely different than it was in somewhere. Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, it's different. Now we are in the point, very dangerous point for all world. And we have to do everything to stop Putin, to stop this war, to stop Russian aggressions. So that's maybe, it's just my opinion again. I am not a politician, I am not professional like in this political stuff, but just my opinion. Who is just person who went through two Russians occupation 2014 in Crimea, and now I see it just by TV, but I understand by myself how it is and how it's going on. I would like to say thank you so much for Canadians, for Canadian government, for support Ukraine, for help to Ukraine. And I would like to say for all Ukrainians, Slava Ukraini, героям слава, glory to Ukraine, glory to heroes, and русский военный корабль, иди нахуй. Glory to Ukraine. Thank you so much.
Alexander Goloborochko, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today. And I also wish you all the best. I know this has been incredibly difficult and how difficult it is for you. And I wish you and your family all the best.
Thank you, Robert.
That was Alexander Goloborochko, a Ukrainian artist living in Peterborough, talking about the Russian-Ukrainian war. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.